10th parak of Shabbos Mishnah Gimel. There's a rule that if you do a malacha in a normal fashion, it's a deraita. If you do it with a shina, it's other, but only the rabbanon. A moisi bein the yamina bein the smoyla. Somebody carries, whether he carries with his left hand, right hand or his left hand, he's chayiv. Riding, if you write with your left hand and you're riding, you're puzzled because they have no, the carrying is no. So chaykoi, if it's in his on his waist area, he carries something, he has a belt that he carries in, or tape on his shoulder, chayiv, these are all normal ways of carrying. If you came out and they cut, then the Levium carries it. The Kalim of the Mishkan they carry on the shoulders. That's also considered a normal way of doing it. But if he carries Kilacha Yoda on the back of his hand, or the Raglo in his foot, the Piv in his mouth, the Malpekoi with his elbow, the Ozno on his ears, the Stire on his heels, the Pandota, Ufiv Lamata, he has the money belt, that's the zipper, or the opening is facing down, which is an abnormal way of carrying things. Or Bain Pundot Lechaluka, he holds something in between his money belt and his garments, the abnormal way of carrying. Bas Chaluka, or it's on the edge of his garment, maybe some fold over there, they put something in. All these are abnormal ways of carrying. The Noah, the Shuv, the Sandalo, the Sandals, all these are potter. So I hoist it in there, I'm seeing we did an abnormal type of carrying. But we have to remember, all these things are potter, that's not if it's a writer. But it's still up to the Rabban, where it's not allowed to carry a key or anything, and his shoes or socks or whatever it may be, because that is Mr. Rabban.